Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Betty.
And did you or do you have any pets or did you have any pets growing up?
Currently, I have a cat and actually my parents' cat, actually, because I live with my parents. And how about you?
I also have a cat as well, but I did not have any pets growing up. My parents were like, no, no, no. Like, who's going to take care of them?
Right. It's a lot of responsibility we're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think today we're going to talk about, a topic that I think our listeners can be very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let me go ahead and read the prompt in Chinese. 好,那我们今天要写的呢,诶,其实蛮有趣的。它是 The Pros and Cons of Having a Pet. 诶,养宠物的好处跟坏处哦。那我先念一下中文的提示。他说,近年来啊,越来越多人选择养宠物,但有些人就考虑再三呢,还是决定啊，还是比较好了。请你说明养宠物的优缺点并做出结论。文长至少120个单词。所以说呢，优缺点跟结论，这是你要做的事情。其实有三件事情哦。那同学会怎么分段，你可以想一下。
Mm-hmm. All right. So in English, our prompt for today is, you know, in recent years, a lot of people have decided to raise a pet, but there are some people who still hesitate and think about whether it's the right choice or not. So,we have to explain the advantages and disadvantages of having a pet. So we have to write at least 120 words.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me ask you some questions.
Sure.
And we'll do some brainstorming on the way. All right. So when people feel stressed, sad, or lonely, how can a pet help them feel better? Do you think animals understand human emotions?
Definitely. I think from personal experience,just playing with your pet sometimes can, just make you feel really happy. And then, because cats sometimes they're usually pretty chill.
Uh-huh, right.
So you kind of, you know, you feel chill with them. But like, for example, if you have a dog, that's another kind of feeling and experience. So definitely, I think they help us feel better. And I think, you know, regardless of dogs or cats, they do understand us really well. What do you think?
I think so. And I do feel that I'm a lot calmer when I look at my cat.And sometimes I'm stressed and I would take a break from my work, from my computer, and I would walk to my cat and just, I don't know, smell my cat.
Yes.
And then it calms me down. Right. So it's very strange. Actually, a lot of people nowadays are switching from having a child to having a pet in Taiwan. So I guess there's a lot of emotional value.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, from our pets.
They're kind of like our babies, to be honest, I feel.
Yeah, but it's sometimes sad because, you know, that brings us to the next question. Let's talk about the next question. Besides making us happy, what important life lessons can a teenager learn from taking care of a pet?
Well, definitely one, responsibility, because you really have to put a lot of time and effort into taking care of a pet, like,you get really attached to them. And, I didn't realize this in the very beginning when I got my cat. I was like, oh, so cute. You know, that's it. Right. But then you start to get really attached to it. They become kind of like your little baby because they kind of are like babies in some way. So definitely responsibility and like learning how to spend time with them.
And I also think it's a very good life lesson, in terms of how, people say goodbye to things and people and,your pets in life. I think that's very good. A lot of life lessons, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's a good like learning point or learning experience for teenagers and just for people in general.
Right. And in your opinion, what is the hardest part of having a pet now that you have a cat? Is it hard?
It sometimes it's kind of stressful in some ways because like, you know, because my cat is kind of needy.
Okay.
So like if I go away on vacation or something for too long, I think she feels kind of anxious or she feels kind of sad. And it makes me feel like, oh, I can't take that long of a break. I can't stay away for too long. And also like one day I know that eventually, you know, her life is going to come to an end because they have shorter lifespans than us. So I think that's one of the hardest things I think you have to do is to let go and to accept that, you know,
And this is a very good lesson, actually, because it's hard, even for adults.
It's still really sad, I think, to think about it.
Right. So now imagine you want to travel around the world for 2 weeks, but you have a pet at home. I think you sort of already touched on that. What problems would you face and how would you solve them?
Yeah. So I think every pet is, you know, different. It depends on their personality. Like my cat, she's pretty needy. And in the very beginning when I first had her, she was really anxious and clingy and like she had a lot of anxiety.
Right. So, anxiety issues.
Yes, uh-huh. I had to. So we spent a lot of time like, you know, actually used the animal communicator to help us like sort out the problem. So we kind of finally fixed her anxiety. And also like, you know, a practical thing is I'm not around to take care of her. So, you know, I have to hire a pet sitter and stuff.
Right. And it's hard. It's super hard. And for me, I'm pretty lucky because my parents are at home. So they'll be able to take care of the cat. But I'm still worried because sometimes when you take your luggage out, they sort of know that you're leaving them for a while at home. And that makes me feel bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they are worried or just because they are needy or they are worried about my safety. Yeah. So, and when I come back, my cat grows a little bit distant from me and I need probably a couple of weeks to finally win his trust back. So it's a little bit tough.
Oh, you finally came home, huh?
Right.
Kind of like that feeling.
And it didn't bring me food. Right.
Where did you go?
Right. And now I think we chatted a lot about this topic. And so how would you structure your two paragraphs?
I think for this one, it's quite easy because they want us to talk about the advantages and disadvantages. So in the first paragraph, I would talk maybe about advantage, and then I would talk about disadvantage in the second one. But of course, it's up to you. You can always switch it around. You can talk about, you know, the disadvantages first. But yeah, I would probably start with advantage first because I already know the good things, good points of having a pet because it comes from personal experience.
Mm, and I also think it's important that you have two sort of like more or less even paragraphs, not just you have a big first paragraph and a small second paragraph. So I think you need to plan it carefully so you don't have too many advantages and no disadvantages or the other way around.
Yeah. Mm. So list your reasons, more evenly. So I would say maybe think about 3 to 4 reasons per pro. Oh my gosh. Tongue twister and per con.
Right. Yes. 3 or, add a little bit of explanation.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So, what we can do now is we can make an outline and we can take a look at, a sample that this student wrote. So here, the first thing they did was, their first topic sentence was, when deciding whether to adopt a pet, it's important to consider the pros and cons. And so the student said, A, first, pets can bring you comfort, relieve stress, and love you unconditionally. They said, B, they keep you from feeling lonely and won't judge you. And then lastly, C, owning a pet also helps develop empathy, patience, and a sense of responsibility. Oh, they touched on a lot of really great, I think, subjects.
Right. So it's probably very well thought out, well planned. Mm-hmm. And now let's take a look at the full paragraph. 好，那我们呢，这个如果要分两段呢，其实呢，你就是要写优点、缺点还有结论嘛。那个结论不会太大，所以其实你可以把结论跟其中一段放在一起。可能你先写优点，再写缺点，那你的缺点就会后面带一点点结论，这样子不用特别把它分出来，因为你的结论段应该会蛮小的。那这个地方我们就先从优点着手，这样走在第一段。你当然可以倒过来，先写缺点也可以哦。那同学你要注意一下，我们两个 sample 他们怎么列点，还有列点之后怎么去解释。英文很难，你如果讲了一个东西，你不解释，你就纯列点，这样会变得有点公式化，然后你的论点会有一点点松动，然后有一点点感觉没有什么说服力。所以你不只想要想你有什么样的点可以写。你要想你怎么样很逻辑的去解释它。好，我们来看怎么列点。比如说讲第一点 to start with， 我们来看这个 sample one 的地方 to start with 就是第一点嘛，对不对？然后呢，接下来你看哦，它其实也有去解释哦，它 to start with 后面它其实跟了两句话这样子哦。好，接下来呢，它就讲到了第二点，第二点可以用 also， 因为它就讲到 owning a pet is also a great learning opportunity， 尤其是对年轻人嘛， especially for young people。那这里的话它也没有停在这边哦，你这边既然要讲说是一个很好的学习机会啊，那你有什么样的学习机会，你要在后面多补去讲清楚。它就有讲到同理心啊、耐心啊这个部分。那 sample 2呢，它前面呢就先讲说 there are a number of advantages to having a pet， 所以这个同学要注意哦，他前面就跟你说我要讲优点，然后这就是他的主题句的写法。那这里的话呢，他怎么样去列点呢，同学可以把这个记起来。 for one thing，第一点是什么呢，然后就继续写这样子。然后呢，通常 for one thing 后面会接 for another， 但是他这边呢没有接 for another 哦，他写 for older people， 所以这也是你可以去列点转折的方式哦。 好，然后最后呢，你会看到这里有一个 in addition， 除此之外，所以呢，它的列点也是很活泼的，那同学可以参考一下。Alright, so let's get to the second paragraph.
Yeah, so the second paragraph is they're going to be talking about the disadvantages, and the topic sentence says, owning a pet can be a challenge. And they list A, if you're not ready to care for a pet, it can suffer mentally and physically. They said B, pets require lots of attention, consistent routines, and sufficient exercise. And C, owning a pet can be expensive. So these are the things that the student said are the disadvantages of having a pet.
Right, and I think we need to be very careful because we have advantages in the first paragraph and you are transitioning to the second paragraph with disadvantages. So you need to pay attention to how you transition your ideas and how you make sure your ideas can be very easily understood by your readers. 好，那这里我们要转折到缺点了齁。那同学要注意一下，你在做优点缺点的时候，你要做的让你读你文章的人他觉得是非常容易就可以跟得上的。所以我们来看一下 Sample 1， 他有写到 Owning a pet can be a challenge though。 他没有直接把disadvantage 写下来，他用 challenge 换句话说的方式，但是他这里有一个用一个 though 代表但是，所以呢他你就知道说他这里要讲一个跟前面的内容是相反的地方。好，那这个你就可以知道要做一下这种明确的转折。那这里的话呢，它中间呢，它当然也是列点嘛，那中间第二点它说 in addition to these considerations， 记不记得我们刚才在 sample 2 有看到 in addition， in addition 是此外，那你也可以在后面 in addition 加一个 to， 它是一个介系词，所以说呢这个用这个 to 哦，然后再加名词，这样子也可以让它整个结构有点更丰富不一样的感觉哦。好， in addition to these considerations， consideration 就是顾虑，那它当然可以跟 disadvantages 跟 challenges 扣合在一起嘛。那我们来看一下 sample 2， 这里的话呢它是直接用 however 把它转折过去，有非常明确的转折哦。那这里的话它也写得蛮活泼的，它说 these same responsibilities mean that having a pet is not ideal for everyone， not ideal for everyone 就大概知道它会讲到 disadvantages， 可是它用的换句话说更活泼，不是最理想的。嗯，那我们来看它中间怎么写哦。 another disadvantage to consider， 这个也是你可以用来列第二个缺点的方法。Alright, so I think that's these two sample writings. We have a lot to learn from these two sample writings. A lot of good vocab, a lot of good ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but before we get into that, we do have the conclusion. And here the student wrote, I'm in favor of people owning pets if they can keep the pet happy, healthy, and safe. So, of course, finish off with what your personal opinion is, and then you'll have a great piece of writing.
Do you think we need to have a third paragraph for the conclusion, or we can just put it in the second paragraph altogether?
I think sometimes you can just end the conclusion in maybe the last paragraph that you do as one sentence. But if you do, for example, have more to say to this, then I think you can definitely make it into a separate paragraph. So I think they're all okay. If you have extra time, then like you can show your skills and talk just a little bit more in the conclusion and maybe just explain a little bit more. But if you don't have time, it's okay to add it to the end of your second paragraph.
Right. So plan your writing carefully because now it seems like you're doing two things in the second paragraph. So make sure your conclusion, doesn't run on for too long. 这个结论句因为我们是把它，它叫我们写两段嘛，所以结论句是要跟着第二段一起把它放进去哦。那因为你前面有比较的优缺点，所以结论句就不用说很大一段，那同学自己控制一下字数，不要让你的第一段跟第二段看起来大小段差很多，这个在英文里面会有点怪哦，就代表你有一个地方想得很好，有一个地方你很草率哦。好，不要让老师有这个感觉，这样子。好，那第一个 sample one， 他就说 I'm in favor of， 这是一个表达看法的片语，同学可以把它记起来 in favor of people owning pets。 好，那后面当然有讲了条件是什么，状况是什么，很简单的把它总结这样子。好，那 sample two， 他就表示 in spite of these factors， 尽管有这些缺点哦，所以他这个地方呢 in spite of these factors， 他是跟这个第二段的这个缺点呢又在回扣过去哦。那这里的话呢，他用比较难的 pros of having a pet outweigh the cons， 就是优点比缺点还要多。那他没有只有停在这边，他又多了一句结论句，所以他整体的字数是比较多的。I'm glad， 他没有说他支持或不支持，可是他说我很开心 我拥有我在小时候的时候就有宠物，所以你当然知道他的立场是什么嘛，对不对？然后呢所以这样子也是一个表达的方式。有的时候不只是 I agree, I disagree, 或者是你觉得哪一边比较好，有的时候 I'm glad, 我以前很开心，我现在很开心我以前有过这个机会，其实也可以很明确的表达出你的想法这样子。Alright, so should we take a break before we look at some good vocab words?
Yes, let's do that. Topic-based writing. Writing sample 1. Adopting a pet is a major decision that should never be taken lightly. When weighing such a decision, it's important to consider the pros and cons. To start with, pets can bring you comfort, relieve stress, and show you unconditional love. They won't judge you for doing something wrong, and they'll keep you from feeling lonely. Owning a pet is also a great learning opportunity, especially for young people. Pets can help you develop empathy and patience and learn how to take responsibility for something other than yourself. Owning a pet can be a challenge, though. If you're not prepared to deal with the responsibility of caring for a pet, it can suffer both mentally and physically. Pets require lots of attention, consistent routines, and feeding schedules and sufficient exercise. In addition to these considerations, owning a pet can be expensive, as the costs of veterinarian bills, healthy food, and appropriate housing and toys quickly add up. Personally, I'm in favor of people owning pets, but only if they're ready to take on the task of keeping the pet happy, healthy, and safe. Writing sample 2. There are a number of advantages to having a pet. For one thing, pets provide great companionship. Take dogs, for example. Younger children who have dogs have a constant playmate that swiftly becomes a part of the family. For older people, especially those who live alone, pets can have an even more important effect. Studies have shown that people with pets live longer, happier lives. In addition, pets teach younger people responsibility. They will learn to care for the animals and how to put a pet's needs before their own. However, these same responsibilities mean that having a pet is not ideal for everyone. Those who have to work long hours, spend a lot of time studying, or travel for their jobs will not be able to properly look after their pets. Another disadvantage to consider is the financial cost of having pets. You need to feed them, pay for their medical care, and buy other necessities. In spite of these factors, I think that the pros of having a pet outweigh the cons. I'm glad I had pets as a child and would recommend it to those who are ready. All right, so let's take a look at some of the words we used in our writing. Here we use the word unconditional. It's actually a really great word.
Right.
We can actually break it down, okay? We can first look at the word conditional. And conditional means it depends on something. So there are limits. There are conditions to it. Now, the prefix un means no or not. So unconditional means without having any condition or limits. So, for example, we can say our parents will always show us unconditional love no matter what we do.
没错，我们父母不管我们做什么，他都给我们无条件绝对的爱。那这里的话呢，我们要拆解一下， condition 就是条件的意思，那 condition 就是有条件的，那加了一个 un 就是无条件，通常它会跟 love 一起，所以如果同学要背 unconditional， 那你就把 unconditional love 背起来。当然它可以加 ly， unconditionally 变成一个副词，就是无条件的。
We also saw the word empathy.And empathy is the ability to understand another person's feelings, experience, etc. So, for example, we can say Jill became a therapist because she's able to show empathy towards others.
Empathy, okay. So, 这个是同理心的意思哦。他就说 Jill 变成了一个就是心理治疗师、心理医师，因为呢，他其实对别人哦都可以呈现出、都可以表达出、表现出他的这个同理心哦。那同学要注意一下 empathy, sympathy,这种单字呢，后面如果你要讲对象的话，我们就是 toward somebody。那 toward, 你可以加 s, 也可以不加 s, 看你哦。
And then we saw the word veterinarian. Sometimes you see it as vet, but the proper way to say it is veterinarian. And then A veterinarian is a doctor who looks after animals.
没错，就兽医。那你如果觉得考试的时候不好写，你就写 vet。
Yeah, vet is easier.
你不要拼错哈，就是安全就好。那当然，你如果背得很准确，你想炫耀一下，那也很欢迎了，好不好
？Exactly. So next, we see the word outweigh, and outweigh just means to be greater or more important than something. So, for example, we can say the advantages of the plan outweigh the disadvantages by a landslide.
对，那这里的话 by a landslide is a fun expression, right? It's not referring to the actual landslide, 就是呢山崩的，是 by a landslide 是什么？我先把前面翻完，他就说呢，这个计划的优点呢，远超过于这个计划的缺点。But by a landslide, what is that?
It just means by a lot, by a large number of something.
对、
so、it's a great, also great phrase to use if you want to try it as well.
对，它不是山崩的意思，它虽然就是 landslide的意思哦，土石流，但是呢它就是大大的超过了哦，压倒性的胜利，这样那同学可以注意一下这个 outweigh 的 out， 通常呢你在英文里面很常看到它就是超过， outweigh 就是比什么重，比如说 outnumber 就是比什么多，比如说 we are outnumbered, our army is outnumbered by the enemies， 我们的敌人的军队跟我们的军队来讲，我们大大的 outnumbered，被超过了，所以他们人数上远远胜过我们的意思，所以同学也可以注意一下这个 out， 它很多时候会跟不一样的字结合在一起，那你可以去猜一下它的意思。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on and we can take a look at some grammar tips.
没错。
So we first see in like a grammar phrase, it's important to consider the pros and cons, okay? Pros and cons basically just means advantages and disadvantages. You can also say strengths and weaknesses.Or merits and shortcomings, but this is mostly used for academic, like
Writing.
Purposes. Yeah. And then we have virtues and drawbacks.
Do I need to use them in pairs? Like, can I just pair them randomly?
No, it has to be advantages and disadvantages. We kind of say advantages and weaknesses. I think it's okay, but then,
it
doesn't sound right. Exactly. So try to remember it as like advantages, disadvantages, pros, cons.
对，这个好像是这个啊，优缺点啊，虽然有很多组字，对不对？但是呢，他们通常呢，都要是一个配一个，比如说 virtues 就会配 drawbacks， merits 就会配 shortcomings， 尤其是 pros 一定要配 cons， advantage 一定要配 disadvantage， 那就不要乱换啊。Strengths 跟 weaknesses 这是都是很常见，它一定要搭在一起。如果你这样子随意搭的话，外国人懂，但就会有点好像蛮有创意的这样子。And we have one more expression here, right?
Yeah. You can also try this. Opportunities and challenges.
Oh, I like this one.
This is really good if you want to show off or you want to use it in a business setting. For example, you can say the team meeting was called to list all of the opportunities and challenges facing the new project. So this sounds a bit more positive if you're having like a business meeting or a project meeting.
And I think it's a very good paraphrase because a lot of time, the direct translation of 缺点都是这个 cons, weaknesses, but you use challenges. That means it's possible you overcome the challenges, but it's going to be hard. 我觉得他有一个蛮好的换句话说的感觉，就机会跟挑战这样。他就讲到说呢，他们决定要列出来哦，所有的可能的机会还有挑战哦，如果要做这个计划的话。And then we have one more simple sentence.
We had everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. We have to appreciate the former and tolerate the latter.
We could try.
Yeah.
It's hard. 他就说每个人都有自己的强弱项哦，你应该要去欣赏你的优点，然后呢，你要去宽容的去包容你的缺点。All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's another grammar tip. So you can use, using transitions is highly recommended for when you write essays. So here we saw in our writing,people said personally, the student said personally, I'm in favor of people owning pets. Now, the personally, you can interchange it with a lot of great transitions like fortunately, unfortunately, or suddenly, subsequently, indeed, surely, basically. There's a lot of great transitions for you to use. So, for example, we can say additionally, reports suggest that nearly 15% of the world's population experiences a mental disorder in any given year.
哇，这里就在讲说除此之外，前面应该 additionally 是除此之外，所以代表前面应该有一个情境，他就说呢，报告就指出哦，全球大概有 15% 的人口呢，在每年哦，几乎哦，都会 有心理疾病的这个问题哦。那这里的话其实它就是用副词放在句首当转折的用法，刚才老师有念了很多嘛，什么 fortunately, unfortunately, miraculously, 这其实呢都是可以帮助同学在你在行文的过程中了，这种副词它可以让大家比较知道你的看法是什么，或者是整个文章的走向。比如说你用很幸运的，我就知道后面那个故事一定是好的结尾嘛，对不对？不会是幸运的他就过世，这样就有点怪。所以它其实有一个很大的指示你文章的方向的作用。我们就再给同学一点句子来试试看，听听看。嗯。
Okay, so for example, we can say, miraculously, the family survived the fire by hiding in the basement until firefighters could rescue them.
啊，奇迹四叠，所以你就知道后面就是一个奇迹嘛，对不对？那家人躲在地下室，直到消防队员拯救他们哦，所以最后在火灾呢，幸存哦，没有，就是生命上没有大碍。
嗯。Mm-hmm. Okay, so in that same sentence, like, personally, I'm in favor of people owning pets. We also saw this, in favor of, okay, so...When you're in favor of, it means like you're being supportive of something. So instead of saying in favor of, you can say in support of or for somebody or something, okay? Or to be on the side of somebody or something. So for example, I can say all of the neighbors approve of the ban of smoking in the garden downstairs.
好，那同学要注意一下这些句子它是怎么来的。比如说 in favor of, 这个 in 就是要放 in, 你不能用 for. In support of, 它就是要放 of.对不对？那同学只要非常的小心，然后后面呢是介系词，就要加动词 ing。那如果是反对呢？
Oh, we can say to be against somebody or something, or disapprove of, object to, oppose, or be opposed to, or to frown upon something. So, for example, I can say a lot of parents disapprove of young children using a tablet for too long.
很多的父母不喜欢哦，不赞成让小朋友，尤其是比较小的小小孩哦。用平板太久，盯着荧幕太久，这样子。那同学最后要提醒的就是像是这个 object to 或者是 be opposed to， 这个 to 呢都是介系词的 to， 所以呢你后面要接东西的时候呢，请你一定要用 ing， 不要想说它有 to， 诶，所以它就会接的不一样哦。那这个是特别要注意的，所以说接续要好，你这个整个看起来才会是对的，所以记得把它成对成对的背起来，包括它的接续要特别的注意。
嗯。Alright, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the article. And hopefully, if you do have a pet, you can go spend time with them and smell them. It's right. Very, very cute.
Alright, okay. So yeah, I do hope that you liked today's article. And I guess we'll have to say goodbye.
Yes, we'll see you.
Bye.